Chapter 12. A Terrible Friend. When I get home, my parents tell me that they want to talk. We sit down together in the sitting room.
I want to say that I'm sorry,
Dad says. I look up at him.
What you said on Friday about the gay jokes?
I was joking, I reply. It's fine.
No, it's not fine,
he says.
I just want you to know that I love you a lot. I know I didn't make it easy for you to come out. You're very brave, kid.
Just please, try to tell us a bit more of what's happening in your life when you can, says Mom. We'll try not to be too interested. We promise not to follow you around. Then Dad throws me my phone.
You're still grounded, but you're allowed to go out this weekend because of the play,
he says.
And you can have your laptop back next week.
Just, says my mom, don't get drunk. I finish for her and smile. Abby gets to rehearsal at 5:30 p.m., and I can immediately see that she's not happy. She doesn't say hello to me. I sit next to her and watch her put on her eye makeup. Are you nervous? I ask.
A little.
She stares into the mirror and doesn't say any more. Will you make me look amazingly hot again? I ask.
Okay,
she replies. You're really quiet, I say after a moment. Is everything okay? She doesn't answer, but she turns and starts running the pencil around my eyes.
Abby, keep your eyes closed.
And then she says,
what was this thing with Martin?
With Martin? I ask, and my stomach feels strange.
He told me everything, but I want to hear about it from you.
I go cold. Everything. What does that even mean? The blackmail thing? I ask.
Yes,
she replies.
Why didn't you tell me? You knew I didn't like him like that. I told you that he wasn't my type.
She steps back and looks at my eyes, then moves forward again. I'm sorry. Suddenly, it's really important to make her understand. I didn't know what to do. He was going to tell everyone that I was gay. I really didn't want to help him. And that's why he posted that thing on Creek Secrets, because I didn't help him enough.
I understand, she says, but you don't get to decide about my love life. I choose my boyfriends. I thought that you would understand that.
I drop my head. I'm really sorry.
Okay, I'm finished,
she says, stepping back with the eye pencil in her hand.
Maybe someone else can do your makeup tomorrow.
The show goes really well. Taylor is great, and Martin is really good as Fagin. But when it finishes, Abby leaves without saying goodbye, and Nick has gone too. I don't know if Leah was at school at all. So the play was great, but I feel terrible. I meet my parents and Nora outside of the auditorium, and Dad's holding some flowers. All the way home, they sing the songs and talk about how amazing Taylor's voice is. Then they ask me if I'm friends with the funny kid who plays Fagin. Really, what a question. I'm feeling really bad. I understand that Leah is pissed off about Friday, but Abby? I never felt guilty about Abby. I'm really stupid. Because, of course, you can't make someone like another person. I know that better than anyone. I'm a terrible friend. More than terrible because I should be saying sorry right now, and I'm not. I'm too busy worrying about what Martin told her. Because I don't think he talked about more than the blackmail. Which means he doesn't want to tell her that he's blue. Or he's not blue at all. And if blue is not Martin, then I have hope. Because even with all the bad things that have happened this week, I still care about blue. My parents give me back my laptop as soon as I get home. I go into my email and suddenly I understand something. Blue's emails all have the time and date on them. Many of those emails were sent straight after school. This means that Martin was also in rehearsal with me, with no time to write emails and no internet. Martin can't be blue. I go back to the beginning and read everything. I don't know who Blue is, but I think I'm falling in love with him again. From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, January 25th at 9:27 a.m. Subject, us. Blue, I've been writing this email all weekend and I still can't get it right. I know I haven't written for a while. It's been a strange couple of weeks. So, first, I want to say this. I know who you are. I mean, I still don't know your name or what you look like, but I do really know you. You must understand this. I know that you're careful and clever and strange and funny. I know that you notice things and listen to things, but not in a bad way. You always say the right thing. I think that we got to know each other from the inside first. What I'm trying to say is that I like you. I more than like you. I don't know how this ends, but I would really like to meet you, Blue. I'm sure that I will want to kiss you as soon as I see you. There's a cast party happening in the car park of Perimeter Shopping Mall after the final show of Oliver. I'll be there from 6:30 p.m. I hope to see you. Love, Simon.